Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and economic news certainly dominated the day, but we begin with the latest developments in the war on terror. President Obama on Tuesday ordering 17,000 additional American troops to Afghanistan. The U.S. currently has 38,000 forces in the war zone there. The president is expected to eventually increase the number to 60,000 total. Presidential Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says Obama made the decision and communicated it to the Pentagon on Monday, and the orders were signed today. In a written statement, Obama says, quote, "This increase is necessary to stabilize a deteriorating situation in Afghanistan, which has not received the strategic attention, direction, and resources it urgently requires," unquote. Earlier, in an interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Obama warned the situation in Afghanistan is worsening. In addition to more troops, he said, quote, "We're going to have to use diplomacy. We're going to have to use development," unquote. Obama will visit Canada and Prime Minister Stephen Harper on Thursday. The two leaders are expected to discuss Afghanistan and other difficult international issues. But the big media event for the day for President Obama was in Denver, Colorado, where he put his signature on the largest spending bill in American history, $787 billion, the final price tag, on the economic stimulus plan. In speaking to the employees of a plant focusing on green energy technologies that will benefit as a result of the stimulus plan, President Obama says by signing this piece of legislation, today marks the beginning of the end of our economic problems. But he stresses that it's just the beginning.
This legislation represents only the first part of the broad strategy we need to address our economic crisis. In the coming days and weeks, I'll be launching other aspects of the plan. We will need to stabilize, repair, and reform our banking system and get credit flowing again to families and businesses.
The president says, in his opinion, what makes this recovery plan so great is that it puts Americans to work doing things that need to be done in this country.
And what makes this recovery plan so important is not just that it will create or save 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years, including 60,000 plus here in Colorado. It's that we're putting Americans to work doing the work that America needs done.
The president talks about the investment also that this bill makes in the educational future of America's children. He also says that health care will be assisted as a result of this plan. And he says we're making one of the largest investments in infrastructure.
We are remaking the American landscape with the largest new investment in our nation's infrastructure since Eisenhower built an interstate highway system in the 1950s.
The president also hailing the targeted tax cuts contained within the stimulus plan, which comprise about one-third of the price tag. Obama says this bill puts money in the hands of most Americans.
About a third of this package comes in the forms of tax cuts, by the way, the most progressive in our history. Not only spurring job creation, but putting money in the pockets of 95% of hardworking families in America.
Obama also took direct issue with the contention of most congressional Republicans that this really wasn't a stimulus package, but a pork project bonanza for Democratic special interests.
What I'm signing then is a balanced plan with a mix of tax cuts and investments. It's a plan that's been put together without earmarks or the usual pork barrel spending. It's a plan that will be implemented with an unprecedented level of transparency and accountability.
But investors weren't buying. The Dow Jones down 298 points on Tuesday to end the session at 75.53. The Nasdaq off 64 to 14.71. The S&P 500 losing 38 points to 7.89. Crude oil dropping again, down $2.58 to $34.93 per barrel. Elsewhere on the economic front, Chrysler submitting its viability plan to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. Chrysler CEO Bob Nardelli says the plan reflects the reality of a declining automotive industry. He also says its seasonally adjusted sales forecast is conservatively based and projects 10.1 million units for this year. That's a 40-year low for Chrysler and amounts to roughly 180,000 fewer vehicles sold per year. Other plans that will be implemented this year include shedding 3,000 more jobs and liquidating $300 million in additional non-earning assets. Today was the deadline for both Chrysler and General Motors to present their viability plans to the government. The Obama administration, meanwhile, today reiterating that a, quote, strong and viable auto industry is tremendously important for the future. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs saying the administration would not be prejudging plans offered by GM and Chrysler. And if you thought the saga of the attempted sale of Barack Obama's U.S. Senate seat was over, Guess again. Illinois state Democrats are joining their Republican counterparts in calling for a fresh investigation into newly minted U.S. Senator Roland Burris. Burris has made conflicting statements about fundraising for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich before his appointment to the Senate by Blagojevich. Previously, Burris had said he turned down a request by the ex-governor's brother to raise political cash for Blagojevich. According to the Chicago Tribune, Attorney General Lisa Madigan in Illinois, a Democrat, wants a new probe of Burris's interaction with the Blagojevich brothers. Monday night, Burris admitted he tried to raise money for Blagojevich while he was being considered for the Senate appointment. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, the border agents are free, the strategy that will work in Afghanistan, and when we come back, the ailing auto industry. Stay tuned.